What if I stood up here this morning and I said I was going to give you all a long history lesson? What if I said, today we're going to learn about the history of ancient Egypt, and we're going to start beginning with the Old Kingdom, moving down through the Middle, into the New, even into the Ptolemaic period. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about important figures like Amenhotep, Ramesses, and so forth. What would you say? How would you react? Some of you might be really interested, if you're like me, being a bit of a history buff. But I suspect that for most of us, we'd probably just glaze over. We would stop listening as soon as we heard Old Kingdom. Because history for most of us just isn't that interesting. It ends up just being a bunch of names and dates. But now what if I told you I was going to stand up here and I was going to talk about the history of the settlers who came to this area, the struggles they went through, the winters that they endured. We'll even talk about who's related to who, and did you know that this person is a cousin to that person, and so forth. I guarantee all of you would listen very closely. You'd probably even be ready to correct me when I said something wrong. But what's the difference between them, Christians? Why is one so boring to us and the other so interesting? I mean, they're both history. They're both dealing with people. They're both dealing with dates and events and relationships. But we don't care about the one, and we're deeply interested in the other. Why is that the case? Because, Christians, both may be history, but only one really means something to us. We see ourselves in it. We see what it has to say about who we are and how we live today. In other words, it's more than just history. And Christians, this morning we are also dealing with history, the history of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about the historical facts of how he suffered, how he died, and how he rose again, all things that really did happen in the past. But we need to ask ourselves, what kind of history is it? Is it the kind of history we don't care about? The kind that's just names and dates? Or is it the kind of history that shapes us, that moves us, even leads us to live differently than we did before? That is the Easter question, the one that all of us must answer for ourselves today. Because Paul, in our epistle lesson, is absolutely giving us the historical facts. He says that Jesus came to Jerusalem, but the people of Jerusalem rejected him. They wanted nothing to do with him. And so they made up some false charges and handed him over to Pilate, the Roman governor, in order to be put to death. And Jesus was crucified. And after he died on that cross, they took him down, laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And he appeared to many witnesses over 40 days before he finally ascended up into heaven. All of these things did not happen in a corner, Christians. It all happened in real time, in a real place. Real eyewitnesses saw all of these things. Eyewitnesses who saw Jesus when he was alive, eyewitnesses who saw Jesus after he rose from the dead, eyewitnesses who saw him go up into heaven. All of this is historical fact, the kind that anybody can say is true. But what kind of history is it? Is it only historical fact? The kind of history that's just names and dates about stuff that happened a long time ago, so that we hear about these things again and we remain unmoved. We leave today no different than we did before. Because Christians do not confuse knowing the facts about Jesus with actually believing them. The Jews knew all of the facts. In fact, they saw them for the most part firsthand. They saw Jesus. They heard what he said. They saw the miracles that he performed. They even saw him hanging on that cross. They saw him die. All of these things were real historical facts to them. But they did not believe. They rejected him and turned away. They knew all of the facts, but they wanted nothing to do with the Lord. But what about us? Do we know all the facts about Jesus? Maybe we even know them very well. But do those same facts mean anything to us? Do we say Jesus is risen, only to turn around and to go back to our sins? Do we say Happy Easter, even as we're still holding on to that grudge? Do we say Alleluia, Christ is risen, only to forget it as soon as we walk out the church door? Take care, Christians, that these are not just words. Things that we say, but we don't actually mean. Because anybody can get up and recite the creed. You don't have to believe in the creed to speak it. Anybody can tell the historical facts about Jesus. Faith is not a matter of how much we know. Rather, faith is not just what we know. It is also how we respond to what we know. Because I don't want to give you the wrong impression here, Christians. It is still important to know the truth. Christianity is not believing in something despite all of the facts. Christianity is believing because of the facts. A living faith takes hold of the historical truth that Jesus has risen from the dead, but then it also sees what that means for me. Jesus suffered and died, yes, but he suffered and died to take away my sins. Jesus was laid in the tomb, yes, but he was laid in the tomb as the payment of my debt. Jesus rose on Easter morning, yes, but he rose on Easter morning for my justification. Jesus died, and you are forgiven. Jesus rose, and you are saved. These are historical facts that mean something for you today. It is history that changes how we live. Therefore, Christians, let us say Jesus is risen and then put away our sins. Let us say Happy Easter and be reconciled to one another. Let us say Alleluia, Christ is risen, and live each day in that truth. Because Jesus did all of these things for us, and our lives will never be the same again. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification, lead us to make the good confession so that our words are not just words, but a witness to the hope that is in us both now and forever. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.